Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the biggest storylines in football going into the season is Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Can he stay healthy? Can he get back to being the elite quarterback that he once was? And as of right now, there is a autobiography coming out in about 7 days. It's Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers. You may have read some of the excerpts going around from the book itself, but to talk about the book, Aaron Rodgers, and more, we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, and welcome on the author, Ian O'Connor. Ian, welcome to the show.
Hi, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here. I have had the good chance to read an excerpt here, an excerpt there, and it's very interesting stuff. Just timeline this for us. How did this book come about, and what made Aaron the right subject of your next book?
Actually, I was under contract to do a LeBron James biography. You'd have some interest in that maybe in Cleveland, I would think. there was another, unbeknownst to me, another bio in the works by Jeff Benedict, which was a very good book, and I just thought there would be some LeBron fatigue if I continued. At the same time, Aaron got traded into my backyard in New York, and I thought he's likely the most polarizing player in the NFL, if not all of American sports, and he's also the most popular male athlete in this country who hasn't had a defining biography written about him. So I essentially traded LeBron James for Aaron Rodgers on the spot, and decided to engage this project and try to paint the defining portrait of this mysterious figure. And I guess I'll let the readers decide if I was able to pull that off.
So you've written several of these books, Belichick. I believe there's one on Coach K. You've written a lot of these really in-depth kind of portraits of players, coaches, what have you. I'm sure you've heard people say, well, that's not how it was. Have any of the subjects that you've written about actually gotten back to you that they were like, hey, that's a good job?
Yeah, I think Coach K, he sent word to people who got back to me that he appreciated the book, thought it was fair. Belichick, of course, never said anything, but Bon Jovi, who's a good friend of his, believe it or not, and they've been friends for 4 decades, saw me at the Super Bowl and told me that he really appreciated the book, liked it, thought it was very fair. I heard that from a lot of Belichick's friends. And so I've gotten that reaction. In some cases, I get no reaction at all. And really, the biggest thing to me is not whether or not the subject liked the book. It's whether or not the subject thought it was fair, because fairness to me is everything. And there are always going to be things in these books that the subject does not like reading about, because nobody, including myself, has ever lived a perfect life. And that's part of the process. I think Aaron Rodgers understood that. And one thing when I sat down with him that I appreciated was his understanding that I had no choice but to write about his family estrangement that has gone on for nearly 10 years. I just couldn't write a biography of the man without including that, and he understood that. I don't think every athlete would have had the same understanding that he did.
So when you have to talk about something like that and you, it's uncomfortable, or maybe the public has no idea what's really going on behind the scenes, how do you address that? How did he address it?
Pretty simply, I spoke with his parents, who have never really given a full interview on the estrangement, but Ed and Darla Rodgers were nice enough to meet with me and talk about it. And so I would, and then friends of Aaron's, close friends. I didn't talk to his brothers. They did not agree to talk to me, Luke and Jordan Rodgers. But I had a lot of information about the estrangement from people very close to Aaron and obviously his parents. And he listened and provided context. He countered. He denied some things. A couple things he just wanted to speak about, not for the record. And so I came away with, I think, a better understanding of why the division in the family exists in the first place. But it's also pretty clear that this division has gone on for way too long. I just, from the outside looking in, it seems to me it should have ended 5, 6, or 7 years ago. And there's one scene in the book where Aaron sees his father in the crowd at the Lake Tahoe Celebrity Golf Tournament last summer. And they actually hugged and told each other that they loved each other. And it was emotional and only lasted maybe 30 seconds. And Aaron went back to playing golf. But that was the first time. And Ed Rogers, his father, told me, I hadn't spoken to or seen my son in nearly 9 years. So as I looked and he's standing 15 feet away from me looking at me, I froze. I just didn't know how to feel. And so that hug and their expression of love meant a lot. And hopefully it's the first baby step towards reconciliation.
Ian O'Connor, the author of Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers, books coming out in 7 days on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So when it comes to Aaron himself, he's a bit of a complicated fellow. Not sure if you've heard about this, if you've seen about this, if you've heard about this. Do you feel like in writing this book, do you feel like you've gotten a good grasp of who he is and kind of what motivates Aaron?
Yeah, I think he's a contrarian at heart. He has always, as a young man going forward, he has always asked why about everything. He wants to know the why of everything he does. And I think that what's usually a commendable trait is he is a fearless public speaker and defender of his positions, however unpopular they might be. And I don't know too many public figures who are that way. And I do give him some credit for that. I do think he has committed some unforced errors against his own image that were, like, for instance, he was considered one of the good guys in sports before COVID. He supported Colin Kaepernick's stance. There was an incident at a game where a fan yelled out an anti-Muslim slur during the national anthem. He rebuked that fan. President Obama thanked him for doing that. He was considered a very socially aware athlete, and all of a sudden COVID happens. He's asked if he's vaccinated at a press conference in August of 21, and he says the four words that forever changed his life. Yeah, I've been immunized. He hasn't recovered from those four words yet, and so I don't know if he will. I do think if he wins a Super Bowl in New York for a franchise that has not been to a Super Bowl since January of 1969 – even though victory shouldn't equal virtue, I do think if he pulls that off, that will erase a lot of on-field and off-field sins.
Ian, a lot of athletes claim they don't care about how they're being reported, and then you kind of see breadcrumbs and you realize that's not entirely true. That's more of a defense mechanism. I think, you know, here in town, Deshaun Watson recently has said, I'd give two bleeps about what people think about me. It felt like he does give exactly two bleeps. But in terms of Aaron, in an interview with WFAN the other day, said he doesn't really care about how he's covered. Do you think that's in line with what he really believes?
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's funny, because I think there's a part of him that's sort of revels in that, the idea that he leans into being a villain and a contrarian and I don't care, but he's human. And I did ask him that, and he said, yeah, I care. And he is wounded by criticism at times if it hits home. And if it's from somebody he respects, certainly it hurts. So, yeah, I think that it's part of him being this complicated figure, and that's what attracted me to the project and trying to figure him out. Because he is mysterious and he keeps you guessing, or at least he tries to, about who he really is. But I think that there are a lot of things about him people don't know that are positive. His friends are very frustrated that that's not put into the public arena, the kindness, the loyalty he has to his friends, the thoughtfulness he has with them. And his marketing agent at CAA, Ed Berry, says, I want to publicize some of these things, and he won't let me. So he's a frustrating client for his marketing agent. And I'll give you one example. The Jets had a dying boy at camp last year. Braylon Hodgson was his name. He had a rare cancer of the brainstem. And the father just read about Aaron in the media and thought, he's probably going to be not really responsive to this. I don't expect he'll even come over. Well, Aaron could not have been more compassionate with the boy. He spent so much time with him, caring. And the kid ended up, unfortunately, Braylon did, dying the morning after the 9/11 game where Aaron got hurt, and he had Aaron's jersey with him when he died. So there were just a lot of moments and scenes throughout his life that I detail in this book that you wouldn't otherwise know, in part because he doesn't want publicity for it, and in part because, let's face it, he's not a darling of the media, and most of the coverage about him has been negative in recent years, and it's just not part of his public persona. It's unfortunate.
Ian O'Connor on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He has a new book coming out about Aaron Rodgers on August 20th. So as it relates to, you mentioned, you know, living in the backyard there where Aaron Rodgers is going to attempt to play this year after attempting to play last year, the Achilles injury happens. Do you think that the Aaron Rodgers Jets situation, is this trending towards Jordan with the Wizards? Like, even if he plays well, it's going to be a futile effort because of what the organization is? Or do you think that this is actually going to come something closer to a true successful third act for Aaron?
Yeah, I think it's closer to a true successful season and act for Aaron. In that, and really, that's probably based more on a gut feeling than anything else. And certainly I've been wrong with my gut feelings more than a few times. But I think the football gods owe them one after last year's misery. And the Jets have such a fatalistic fan base that they're due one here, I think, this season with an improved roster from last year. A team that did win 7 games without a quarterback. And now they have one if they can keep him healthy. They also have a good backup in Tyrod Taylor. If he's got to make 2 or 3 starts, he's a competent backup. And so I think the Jets are in pretty good hands with a relatively manageable schedule. I can see them going 11-6, making the playoffs, maybe winning a game or two. Who knows? I just want Aaron Rodgers to be healthy this year and let the chips fall where they may. I want to see him play 14, 15 games, maybe miss a couple in the middle there, and be ready for the playoffs if the Jets make it, and I suspect that they will.
So did the ayahuasca come up?
Yeah, it came up. I was more interested in the family dynamics than ayahuasca. His good friend, his best friend, Jordan Russell, introduced him to ayahuasca. He had an experience, and he told Aaron about it, and it was his golf partner and best friend. By the way, he was estranged from Aaron for 3 years or so, too. And one of the few people in an Aaron estrangement who actually was pulled back into his life, invited back into his life by Aaron Rodgers. But Jordan Russell was the first guy to talk to Aaron about ayahuasca. He goes on a number of retreats and engages in it and says it clears his mind and is sort of a spiritual cleansing so he can play better football, relate to people better, and he now swears by it. And I've never gone through that experience, so I can't comment on it, but I have no reason to doubt. I'll take him at his word on it, but that's how it got started.
Out of the Darkness, the Mystery of Aaron Rodgers, from Ian O'Connor, our guest right now. The first definitive biography of Aaron Rodgers, drawing on 250 exclusive interviews, including one of Rodgers himself, specifically for the book. This is the definitive one on Aaron Rodgers, and you guys can, it's on sale on August 20th. Ian, great stuff, man. I know writing on this level is like giving birth, so congrats on another successful book here, man. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on. My pleasure.
Thank you so much. Ian O'Connor there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.